Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Two-thirds of Irish parents say they're already worried about the outrageous cost of school uniforms this year. And this is according to the Bernardo survey that's out today, the 2026 Back to School Research. More than half of parents say they're also concerned about the overall expenses that come with the start of a new school term. Louise is with me on the programme today. Louise, tell us about the back to school costs you're facing.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I have two children and they roughly cost for uniforms alone €150
each. €150 And a primary or a secondary, Louise?
A primary school. That's primary school, so junior infants and fourth class. So we are grateful that we don't have to pay for books anymore. And the schools that my children in don't have voluntary contributions. So we are lucky in that sense. And okay. I couldn't imagine how parents manage when they do have those extra costs as well. But the uniforms of €150 doesn't include backpacks, shoes, and all the other things that come with sending a child back to school.
What does the... I would have thought 150 for, what did you say, junior infant class would have seemed a lot. But what do they get for that?
Yeah. So there were two tracksuits, polo shirts, and then the uniform itself. So a little pinafore shirt and a cardigan. So that would be €150. Now, the school that my children are in, you must buy from a particular shop. And I think this is where the costs come in.
So the jumper is branded, is it, or is the tracksuit?
Exactly.
Yeah, there's Crest or something.
So if you can get a Crest and you can pick your own, say, navy tracksuit or green tracksuit or wherever the colour might be, I think that would bring the cost down. But the costs seem to come from having to go to a particular shop that can give their own prices. Not always the best washable materials. And it just seems to be where the cost is coming from.
Yeah, so £300 is your upfront expense just to dress the two kids this September, Louise. Yeah, and then there's the school bag and sure everything else that goes with that.
This is it. And I think for people at the moment, the cost of living has just become outrageous. Even with household bills, it's so expensive that where people before were able to budget for, you know, each month for this coming, the money isn't there for people anymore.
And it's, you know, often when we talk about this, you know, this particular, or have this conversation on the show, more often than not, I would say in more recent years, you don't hear about parents, you know, been forced to have to go to one particular shop, that, you know, schools have kind of moved away from that to a certain extent, or there's maybe three or four shops they can possibly go to, or maybe they only have to buy one thing from them, as you say, like the school pinafore or the tracksuit, that the rest of the stuff can be bought elsewhere.
Yeah, and I think a lot of the schools have changed now. Instead of having a uniform and a tracksuit, that they've just gone purely tracksuit.
Yeah, just one.
The problem with that is, with the uniform, you were able to choose between whether you wanted to go to Next to Marks and Spencers or Aldi and Lidl, you know, for the likes of pinafores and shirts. But when it comes to the tracksuit, they're all branded, and then you're forced back into that shop. And you just have to buy extra. So if you would normally buy one tracksuit and a uniform, you were now buying two or three tracksuits, you know, to keep you going throughout.
And it's two tracksuits per child you have to get.
Is that what you said? Two tracksuits per child.
Yeah.
The tracksuits are never suitable for the dryer. So unfortunately, small children, they're going to get dirty. They're going to need, you know, to be regularly cleaned. So you'd have to have at least two.
You have to have the two. Yeah, and you know, we've been hearing today about the pressure that this puts on parents already concerned now on August 5th about heading back to school in the next, what, 3.5-4 weeks?
Yeah.
And do you make...
Now, there are a lot of the schools, I believe, that are doing the resale of
the uniforms, or bits,
the uniforms, and to try and help support parents.
Did they do that in your school?
They realised the cost of them also. It was in one of the schools. It was, but unfortunately they didn't fit my child.
Right. So it wasn't an option. Okay. But
no,
yeah, look,
it wasn't an option for me. But it was there, and it was nice to see that it was helping
idea.
People, that the option was there.
Sean is with us on the line too. Sean, you have 4 kids, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. So I've got 3 in primary school and 1 in secondary school. And I was only talking to my wife the other night about it, and about how things have come down for us in terms of cost. I mean, my oldest now, he's gone to second year, but his school don't have digital devices, which is a massive thing, because obviously the cost of that is huge, and I don't think that's covered under the book scheme. So he gets free books, obviously, and everything down to pens and pencils come with that. And simple things, the sort of small things like the hot meals and things like that, really kind of, that's, you can see that helping.
Yeah.
And actually the uniforms as well. Now, the school doesn't really get hung, like, there's a tracksuit and a uniform. The school doesn't really get hung up on whether, like, they kind of led by the child more, whichever the child is comfortable in. So you're not going to be getting letters home if you're, you know, if your school uniform doesn't have a crest on, that type of thing. So they don't really, whereas I'm sure some schools could be probably quite strict on it, they also, the Parents Association do the uniform swap thing. So,
and would most parents, people, Sean, they would use the uniform swap, wouldn't they?
I think a lot do, yeah, because, you know, the kids that you, particularly primary school, getting, you know, dirty and getting damaged and stuff like that. It's so, I suppose if you're in a big school as well, there's probably a lot more availability too. So, I think it is quite widely used and really makes a big difference, because obviously uniforms are expensive. And then if you're being told you have to go to a certain shop, which I'm lucky, again, my kids, it's not the case where you have to go to a certain shop. As I said, the school doesn't really enforce too much. They don't really focus on that sort of thing. Whereas when I was in school, it was a lot different. If you didn't have your tie on, you're in trouble for
the
thing.
There's
no
going home. Yeah, the listener here has got in touch to say the ongoing debate about the school uniforms. Our school is all fur coat and no knickers. I don't understand why they can't have a generic uniform with a jacket or fleece with the crest on it, if the crest seems to be so important. This Lorraine has got in touch. She says, will you please ask your listeners, do they make an effort to avail of the free uniform swaps in schools? 2 schools I know of do it, but I watched several uniform garments being packed away in boxes not wanted. I wonder, are parents too proud to use the second-hand uniform swap? Well, both you, Sean, and Louise mentioned that, you know, you do and you would use the uniform swap if possible.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, to be honest with you, if it's there, and a lot of the time, like, you'll get, they're nearly brand new anyway, you know what I mean? Because they're not wearing the jumper part half the time. So so it is, it's just sustainability as well, isn't it? Yeah. If you want to look at it that way, it's good, better for the environment.
So you 4 going back to school in September, 1 to secondary. I mean, it all adds up, Sean. I'm sure you're doing the sum total tot of that.
Yeah, no, because you do have the other things as well, like in my son's school, for example, like you have to have black shoes. So, you know, you kind of have things like that. Now, they do have a jacket as well, and you have to use that jacket. Now, they allow the students to design the jacket, but it's still, you know, it does add up as well, like, particularly what I said before. I mean, the primary school end of things isn't really too bad, because school is kind of, it's not as strict on uniforms, but the secondary school stuff, yeah, it's a little bit different. They don't have a tracksuit in secondary school, they only have the uniform, but again, it's just the need to have a black coat of that type,
or
you have
the
to
shoes
buy,
or whatever goes, you know, with it as well. Another texter makes the point, you have to ask yourself, if you were to dress your own child not in the school uniform, what would it cost over the guts of 9 months? I don't see it as expensive, and I actually think that it removes the pressure for a particular style and label and all that goes with that. Steve is joining us as well, Sean and Louise. Have you worked out, Steve, what kind of costs you're facing this September?
My costs aren't too bad, because I've only 1 left. But the whole point to this is an easy fix, because I'm shocked that Louise is spending €150, has to spend €150 for a junior infant's child. It's preposterous. The easy fix would be that if every school provided iron-on crests, and then you could buy your uniform any way you wanted, I guarantee you Pennies and Lidl and Dunn's and everything else would have a massive array of generic school uniforms, that when the books are being given out, a simple iron-on crest, problem completely solved. My son's national or secondary school, they have a very strict jacket policy. You can only buy their jacket and you can only wear that jacket. Any other jacket will be confiscated. It doesn't matter the weather, it doesn't matter what anything else.
And do they wear the jacket?
Most kids don't, because it's not just a style thing. I know young people are style, but it's also it's not very thick. It's not very good. It's not, as I said, it doesn't look great. It's not cheap. I think it's like 80, 90 euro for the jacket. And when you add on, like, everybody loves their first day back at school photo of their kids, and you want them looking fantastic, and they've new backpack if you're lucky. There's so many other expenses around it. To simply just go, here's an iron-on transfer. And because I'm guessing, right, that somehow schools who use a specific supplier must get some form of, I wouldn't call it a kickback, but I would imagine that there's some deal between the school and the supplier. That's the only reason I can imagine. Like, there's a company in Galway that I think does loads of school tracksuits. I think it's Bodybro they're called. But that's the only... It's the only kind of game in town. You have to go to them for this particular uniform, and they can completely dictate the price.
Yeah, well, I suppose it depends. So, well, that's probably up to the school, really, isn't it, to decide whether or not, you know, what kind of uniform or crest or that they decide. It's supposed to be fair to the manufacturers. They're just making the product. There's a text in here from a listener who says, I'm the parent of two small children, and anything they need for school, they get without question. If people were to save 10 quid a week from now till next August, they'd have all of the school stuff sorted, because guess what? School comes around every year, just like Christmas, as this listener. Like, the other side of this Bernardo story today, Steve, is that they're telling us, you know, it's the number of parents that are just very concerned overall by the expense of sending their kids to school.
Absolutely. My first shock I got when you started this segment was that two thirds of parents are concerned.
Just about the uniform alone.
Well, of course, the uniform alone. I've spoken with you before about the digital devices and having to have them, which is another massive expense. There's so many others. And on top of that, everything else is cripplingly expensive now. Groceries are through the roof. Parents need a dig out when it comes to something like this, because there's so many other expenses hitting them. Like that texter there who said, oh, start saving 10 quid a week or whatever, you know, when the school's coming around. There are people who can't. There are many people who can't just put away 10 euro. Oh, or if they do, I guarantee you there'll be an electricity bill or something that comes in 2 months' time, and all that savings will be gone just to pay for that. So it really boils down to the schools themselves to make a very kind decision for their parents and just go, let's make this as cheap for you as possible. Stick on an iron-on crest.
Yeah, it seems like a very simple solution to be fair to you, Steve. Claire Clarkson is a brand founder and entrepreneur. Claire, thanks a million for getting in touch with us. What's your view on ways to try and cut down on the back-to-school cost of uniforms?
Well, my views are probably a little different. My children are no longer children. I'm at the very end of third level, so I think primary is expensive. It gets scary.
Yeah.
But I'm receiving DMs off mums and dads every single day. And what I'm seeing for most of them is the inconsistency. So some schools are really good. You know, they have the uniform swap. Excellent. Some schools are giving you all the bells and whistles with the books, so you don't have to pay for the art supplies and all the bits on top. Some aren't. Some have voluntary contributions that are by no means voluntary. The children get called in the middle of class going, why hasn't your mother paid? You know, so it's the inconsistency of the costs, and some of them are outrageous. You know, when you bring in the digital devices, when you bring in the crested uniforms, when you bring in the voluntary contributions, you have one household having to pay 1,100 to get a primary school child back, and another household having to spend 150 to get a primary school child back. They might be on similar incomes. Do you know what I mean? So it's really inconsistent, and it's really, really hard on parents right now. But I'm seeing mums going, I'm taking out a credit union loan. Like a credit union loan to send the children back to school. That shouldn't be the case.
No.
You know?
So you're an entrepreneur. How do you help in this?
So, well, I run a business that doesn't deal with schools at all. But businesses do operate, or schools do operate as a business, and they have to run, they have to pay their costs, etc. And I think we underfund our schools. I think that's where the issue is. if schools didn't have to be asking parents for help towards the electricity bills, like, because that's actually a thing now. Parents are getting a bill at the beginning of the year saying, you know, there's a levy now for this, there's a levy for that, they're having to pay for the insurance, etc. So I think if schools were funded better, schools wouldn't have to get the kickbacks from the uniforms, because they do get a kickback from that. It's like a commission almost. The more they sell, the more they get, right? They wouldn't have to worry about those costs that are getting passed on to parents if they were funded correctly. That's the issue. They're badly funded.
Listener here tells me, I'm at a loss as to how people are spending so much in primary school children. My boy's school jumper is €35. The polo shirts are €10 for three. Trousers, two pairs for €9 in most shops, where people are spending €150 on a child in a uniform. This isn't a surprise every September to parents, and also don't have four or five children if you're not willing to pay to dress them for school. The same comes up at Christmas as well. People looking for expensive presents, suggests this texter. €150, like, you're not making that amount of money up, Louise. That's what you've had to fork out for your...
No, that's what I had to pay. Realistically, I mean, it wasn't an issue for me at this particular time, because I did budget for it, but I have two children. And like that, some people do have four children, and I couldn't imagine what it'd be like for four children. And I agree with the texter who said that it's much more expensive than them going in their own clothes. Absolutely. You knock out the competition there. But also, there is the option, or at least there should be the option for people, that if they want to just buy the crest, like another one of your callers was speaking about, there,
a suggestion,
and I'm going to a uniform, that
should be
an option
so
as well.
Much easier, wouldn't it? God, yeah. It'd make the whole thing so much simpler. 1800 453 106 is the number. Mary is with us on the line. Mary, what do you make of these costs? I mean, some of them are pretty extortionate, aren't they?
They are. They are indeed. Hello, Andrea. How are you
doing?
Thank
good.
You. To be honest with you, I have no children of my own, but I have I went through the convent education system, and it was all uniforms. And of course, in our day, everyone had to have exactly the same uniform with the same crest, every single thing. And as an only child, it probably wasn't as difficult, I suppose, for my mother, although my dad was living in England, so she only had half his wages. So she was very, very, very good at budgeting, and made sure that I had it. But I think the way I feel about it is every child, I personally love the uniforms. Because I feel that every child, no matter who they are, no matter what they have, looks exactly the same. There's no child going in and looking at somebody else in a pair of Nike shoes or any other brand of shoe or designer clothing and having to worry. And, you know, 150 is a lot for over a year for one child. But if it's budgeted, then that's the uniform or several uniforms, whatever they have in the to wear, you know, or they have for every day of the week. At least they get about a year out of it. Whereas there's children there going to schools, and I just worry so much for children who are looking at other children with designer clothing.
Yeah, and the big labels and expensive
and
brands, and I know the pressure that.
I'm almost, I'm like an eternal student, but I'm almost at the end now of psychotherapy degree. And, you know, and I look and I see, and, you know, children don't always show their stress. But the amount of stress you can, I know the children, certainly when I was going to school, the children would have seen their friends in designer clothing or whatever, and not being able to articulate that. And I think it carries, you know, I think the uniform is something that says to the child,
we're
I'm
all
the same
one.
As everybody
yeah.
else.
It's supposed
we're
it's a bit of a leveler, really, Mary, isn't it? That there's
it's an absolute leveler. And they know every morning the parent knows that's what they're wearing today. They have a clean shirt, they have a clean jumper, they have a clean skirt. and jacket.
And there isn't this kind of status then that comes as well, you know, with having the different different brands and uniforms. Texter tells me that their child started secondary school last September. The cost for the year was €1,565.69. €1,565.69. This included a laptop cost of €591. I haven't included the school tour costs in the above either. And it really annoys me intently when I hear the government talk about free education, because it's nothing of the sort, says this listener. Another texter makes the point that the schools don't get kickback from uniform companies. The schools are just trying to do their best. And the other point that should be made as well, when we're talking about some of the companies that are actually designing school uniforms and producing school uniforms for schools, they're of a, I suppose, a specific standard as well. And listeners too making that point that there's often a disparity between the standards, and often those coming from kind of individual producers are of good quality that last for a couple of years, and that point should be made as well. Email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. For the moment, we leave it there. That's Louise, Steve, Sean, Claire and Mary. Thanks a million for getting in touch with us.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.